And now to Andrea Seabrook, who's standing by on Capitol Hill. Andrea, the constitutional amendment would start in Congress. The president didn't endorse any specific language there for a bill, but there is a bill up there, isn't there?
There is. There is an amendment that was proposed by Colorado Republican Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave. Now, she proposed this in the 2003 session, is expected to put it back in, some say, today. This amendment would define marriage within the United States as being a bond between a man and a woman. The amendment also has another sentence, another bit of language in it, that there is some controversy among conservative groups about. It says that that basically states can't be forced to allow civil unions or some other kind of they can't be forced to recognize marriages or incidents that are like marriage in their states. And some say, so some conservatives say that sort of leaves the door open actually for states to build civil unions or some kind of legal bond for same-sex couples within their states, and some say that it doesn't. So there is some controversy there about the language.
Well, what are the Democrats saying about either this specific proposed amendment or the whole idea of a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage? Is this breaking along party lines?
Well, it sort of does and it doesn't. I mean, if you stand back and squint, you can sort of say Republicans want to ban gay marriage and Democrats don't. But in fact, it's a lot more complicated than that. Many Democrats in the House and Senate say they are against gay marriage, like Don was saying, some of the presidential candidates, Democratic presidential candidates, against gay marriage, but for civil unions, and or they're against gay marriage, but they don't think it's appropriate to write it into the Constitution that it shouldn't be there. And there are also members on both sides of the aisle up here who say that the issue should be left to the states, that it's really a states' rights issue. But there is one thing that sort of chops this issue along party lines, and Don alluded to this too, and that is the coming presidential elections. I mean, political analysts from both parties have hypothesized that if gay marriage becomes one of the top profile issues here, that could really benefit Republicans, and specifically George W. Bush in November. And so some Democrats are charging that Mr. Bush and Republicans are pushing this issue now in an election year for political gain, when it's really been bubbling out there for years.
The president did say specifically, I want Congress to act on this just as quickly as it can and get this process rolling. What are the prospects? Congress is just back from 10 days or so of recess. What are the prospects that they're going to happily embrace this issue?
Well, you know, it's just all embroiled in this election, and it looks like it will stay that way. I mean, there's some question about whether or not this is the amendment we're going to be talking about here. If, you know, the Musgrave Amendment, if it is, then you know, there could be some squabbling about that second line I was talking about. As Don said, it would have to get a two-thirds majority of those present and voting in both both chambers of Congress. That means whoever shows up, two-thirds of them have to vote yay for this to pass. If that happens, then, as Don said, it goes to the states. Three-quarters of the states have to do it. They would have 7 years to ratify it under the Musgrave Amendment. And House Speaker Dennis Hastert has said this morning that he would like to bring a vote this year on some amendment to ban gay marriage, and probably closer to the election.
Okay, good. NPR's Andrea Seabrook on Capitol Hill. Thank you, Andrea.